excited to be here. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to share the word of God with you guys this night where we're at and maybe day where you guys are at. My name is Zach Haynes. I am I'm currently in the seminary. I'm studying church planting and urban revitalization. And my goal ultimately is to church plant, whether in an urban context here in the United States or somewhere around the world internationally. Hopefully the goal is to church plant in Australia. That is the goal if the Lord wills it. But we're going to be in Lamentations this morning. It's kind of an encouragement of my own life, of when I've gone through difficult times, difficult situations. This passage has always been so encouraging to me. And we'll start in verse 16. And it says, "He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. So I say, my endurance has perished. So has my hope from the Lord. Remember my afflictions and my wanderings, the wormwood and the gall. My soul continually remembers it and is bowed down within me." That was Lamentations 3:16-20. One of the things of Lamentations is the historical context of what we know, and that's that this lament that is happening is one of when Jeremiah is lamenting over the destruction of Jerusalem. This horrible time in Israel's history where there is murder of the innocent in the street. There is the destruction of Solomon's temple, where the Babylonians are sieging Jerusalem, and where they come in and they destroy those city walls. They destroy everything within that context. And Jeremiah is lamenting over this fact. He is depressed. He is discouraged. And in these first 20 verses of chapter 3 of Lamentations, he is talking to God and lamenting over the fact of why this is happening. He's feeling it within his soul, the grief of what has happened. Life is full of difficulties and it's full of distress in our own lives. We were never promised an easy life. In fact, as we see in Genesis 3, life is difficult. Life comes with struggles. It's almost the complete opposite of what we would hope for. Yet there is a reason why I stopped in verse 20. It's because when we come to verse 21, there is this clear statement that is given by the prophet Jeremiah. And it says in verse 21, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." What could Jeremiah have hope in during this time? What hope does he have in the midst of difficulty? What hope does he have in the midst of distress and loss and sadness? And what he exclaims is something remarkable in verses 23-24. The word of the Lord says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." What a remarkable statement that we have. It emphasizes these four things about the Lord, the steadfast love of the Lord, which is the aspect of his chesed love that we see, this word of loyalty and faithful love that the Lord shows to his people, that he shows to his children. It says that it never ceases, but it goes on. And it says that his mercies never come to an end. So never, his love never ceases and his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning for us. What a hope, what a thought that we can have in that. And yet with his love and his mercies, we see the aspect of his faithfulness to his promises, his faithfulness to fulfill the promises that he's given and fulfill them in full. And then in 24, it says, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." In Israelite context, historical context, the aspect of a portion is this inheritance, this treasure, this source of security that the Israelites feel when you think of the word portion. So when you think of the aspect of the word portion in our context, it gives for them a source of a future, a source of identity that they would find within themselves. So when we read the phrase, "The Lord is my portion," we have a reason to hope in our God as our portion through difficulty. We have a reminder that God has promised us a future with him. Our identity is found not within us, but what Christ has done for us. He is our source of security. He is our treasure that we can cherish, that we can cling to. When everything fails around us, when it seems that we have nothing to hope in, we hope in this, that he is faithful, that he is merciful, that he is loving, and he is our portion. So as we continue in this time of prayer, praise God for his steadfast love. Praise God for his mercy. Praise God that he is faithful in our lives through every single circumstance. But let us also pray for those that are currently in suffering and in distress, that they would be reminded of the wonderful love and hope that is found in our God.